Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're focusing on two great months in the history of Motown, December of 1965 and December of 1966. This half hour, you'll hear from the Miracles, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Supremes, the Elgins, Christine Schumacher singing with the Supremes, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass, and Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together. Well, first up this half hour, a great classic song from the Miracles, Going to a Go-Go. Well, Miracles Bobby Rogers recalled that we did a lot of go-go's. You had a go-go in Chicago, and there was the Whiskey a Go-Go in California. We used to work these two spots. That's how we wrote that song. Well, Going to a Go-Go was a total switch of style from some great songs before then, such as The Tracks of My Tears and The Girl Is Gone. Well, the Miracles needed an up-tempo smash. Their previous up-tempo smash, a song called Come On, Do the Jerk, had barely hit, peaking at only number 50, and the group had been closing their stage show with Mickey's Monkey, another great song, for more than 2 years. So Going to a Go-Go ended up hitting the Miracles' highest chart spot since Mickey's Monkey, and it was their first song ever to appear on the UK pop charts. Well, here is Going to a Go-Go, right here on Motown Memories.
I've turned some love around.
Motown Memory with Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was a song called Cleo's Mood, and they reached number 50 in the featured month of December of 1965. Well, it turns out that Cleo was Junior Walker's and one of the All-Stars' Willie Woods' euphemism for an attractive white woman. Well, Willie was writing that tune one night when we were at a club before we were famous, Junior Walker recalls. We were fiddling around. He looked at me and said, "What about this tune?" I said, "Boy, that's a bad tune." And this chick walked across the floor. We didn't know her name. And I said, old Cleo's back. Well, before then, we heard from the Miracles with Choosy Beggar. That didn't reach the standard Billboard Top 40 status, but it did reach the Rhythm and Blues charts at number 35. And it was the flip side, or the B-side, to the first song we heard this half hour, Going to a Go-Go. That song reached number 11 in December of 1965. Well, you found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, another song from December of 1965, this time the Supremes with My World is Empty Without You, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Elgins. That song reached number 92 on the U.S. Billboard charts in December of 1965, and that was Put Yourself in My Place. It later reached number 28 on the U.K. charts in 1971, and we started with the Supremes. My World is Empty Without You, a number 5 song from December of 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour so far, we've been featuring songs released in December of 1965. Well, coming up, songs released in December of 1966. First up, Christine Schumacher sings with the Supremes. Well, a little bit of history is in order of exactly who Christine Schumacher is. Scott Reagan, a popular disc jockey with Detroit radio station WKNR, also known as Keener 13, held a competition in the fall of 1966 called Record a Record with the Supremes. Well, contestants were asked to send in examples of their singing, at which time Reagan and Brian Holland from Motown sat together to review the entries, whittling them down to a list of 3. Well, Keener listeners cast their votes, and the winner was a blind local high school girl named Christine Schumacher. Well, Reagan broke the news to her live over the air. Well, Christine went into the studios to sing, not quite with the Supremes, but on top of Supremes members Flo and Mary's backing vocals for this song coming up, Mother You, Smother You. So here is Christine Schumacher with the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm not afraid to die.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Thank you.
great duet of Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, that was It Takes Two, and that reached number 14 in December of 1966. It had been 15 months since the last Marvin and Kim 45, a song called What Good Am I Without You, which was a minor hit, and 9 months since Kim's only modestly successful song on her own, a song called Helpless. By now, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, must have been aware that Weston was planning to leave the company with husband Mickey Stevenson, who was offered more than $1 million to head MGM's Records West Coast division. Well, that made It Takes Two, which had languished in the can for 9 months, her last hurrah. Its release may have also been influenced by the lack of product from Marvin Gaye at this time. But Berry Gordy's hunch to release proved right, as the record made the top 20 status, peaking at number 14. Well, before that, we heard from Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass, which was a synonym for the great group called the Funk Brothers, which was Motown's musical instrumental group, heard on virtually every Motown song released in Detroit in the 1960s. That was called There Is No Greater Love. That was the B-side to the A-side of Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass. The song we heard before that called 6x6, and that didn't chart. And we started with Christine Schumacher sings with the Supremes, Mother You, Smother You, from December of 1966. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This hour, we heard songs released in December of 1968 and 1969, the first half hour, and December 1965 and 1966, the second half hour. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from your favorite Motown artist, as well as radio stations, which carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.